Today's daf is Erev and Daf Chav Tes, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, the 2 dots Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Rechama bas Golda Blima. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Avram ben Yabadu L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the theme of the 3rd parak of Masechtas Erevin, and that is Bakol Ma'arvin Chutz. What exactly one is allowed to use for an Erev? What type of Erev are we discussing? Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says Eruvi Chatzeros, Eruvi Techumim. Tosfos says the 3rd parak of Masechtas Erevin is not discussing Eruvi Chatzeros. The first 2 prakim did, but this parak, when we say the word Erev, it actually means Eruvi Techumim. Either way, we saw that there's crossover between what can be used as an Erev and what one is allowed to purchase with his Maisa Sheni money. We got into a little bit of halachos as it relates to brachos, perikates and mevarchim. The Gemara is going to continue on that theme, Gufa. So one of the statements that the Gemara had mentioned on Daf Chav Ches was, Am Rabbi Yehuda my Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his Rabbi Rav, Koshus v'chazus, haps, and grain that's not fully matured, ma'arvin bohen, you're allowed to use as an Erev, umavarchen aleim b'yre priyadama. Additionally, if you eat them, you would make a b'yre priyadama. We saw on Daf Chav Ches, both of these statements were really somewhat controversial. Rav had also said you can't use chazes as an Erev. As it relates to the brach on kashas, that was the discussion that Rav Zera had with the Yanuka de Beirav, but for now, kashas and chazes can be used as an Erev. Says the Gemara, kashas bekam. If somebody's going to use kashas as an Erev, how much hops would he need? Now, the shear for Erevin is mazoin shtei sudois. So essentially, the question is, how much would you have to eat in order for it to be considered mazoin shtei sudois? So the Gemara says, Kida amar Rabbi Yechiel kimloi hayad. Rabbi Yechiel said, with regards to other shiurim in Hilchas Erevin, as it relates to how much of it you'd have to have for it to be considered mazoin shtei sudois, he said the shear is mloi hayad, a handful. So the Gemara says, it's mistabra that Rabbi Yechiel's shear would apply here as well. Hachanami kimaloi hayat chazes bikama. Rav said you can use chazes, these unripened, these immature grains, as mazon shtei sudas for your erev. How much of it would you have to have? Amar Rav bar Tuvia bar Yitzchok. Amar Rav kimaloi oizulta de ikri. The amount that farmers would usually bundle together. So one bundle's worth, that's the equivalent of mazon shtei sudas. Amar Rav chilkiya bar Tuvia ma'arvin bekalya. You're allowed to use kalya as an erev. Rashi says kalya is the hard stalk of certain grass. So the Gemara says bekalya sol gadaitach. It's not edible. If that's the case, it can't be mazon. How could you use for an Erev? Ela biyarka de kalya means the yarek, the vegetable, the green part of that kalya. V'kama, how much of it? I'm Rabbi Yechiel. So this is the first time Rabbi Yechiel gave the shir kamloyayad. It's a handful. Rabbi Yirmiya, enough of the kuryasa. Rabbi Yirmiya once went out to the villages. Why? Rashi says he was inspecting his schoira. Rabbi Yirmiya owned tfua, and the tfua was in the villages, and Rabbi Yirmiya went out to take a look at his assets. So the Gemara says, Bominei, when he was in the villages, so the townsfolk came and they asked him a question. Maula Arab Bepulin Lachin. So this is the type of question Rabbi Yirmiya would usually ask. Here, Rabbi Yirmiya himself was being asked the question. They asked him, are you allowed to use Pulin Lachin? Can you use moist beans? He didn't know. When he came to Beis Medrash, they told him, Hachim Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai addressed it. He said, Ma'arvin. Yes, you're allowed to use moist beans. V'kama, how much? Am Rabbi Yechiel. Here too, Rabbi Yechiel gave the same shear. Kimloi hayad, a handful. So this is the third time you find the shear of a handful with regards to mazon shtei sudas. Am Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, ma'arvin bitrodin chayim. You're allowed to use raw beets for your erev. Any freak to Gemara? How could that be? From Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, silke chaya, if somebody eats raw beets, katol gavra chaya, it can kill a healthy person, meaning it's very, very dangerous. So if it's dangerous, so how could it be used as mazon shtei sudas? So we're making an assumption in the question that something that's misukan shouldn't be okay. Similar to what the Gemara said on Amud Aleph, where the Gemara was discussing gudganiyos, and the Gemara said that chasuchei banim are not supposed to eat gudganiyos because it could have a medical side effect. So again, you see there's a concept that something that's not good for a person shouldn't be used as an erev. So how could Rav Amnuna said, Ma'arvin betargan chayim, that you're allowed to use raw beef. Rav Chizda said it's a very, very dangerous food. So the Gemara says, Ahuba bashav loy bashav. Rav Chizda said that targan chayim is considered dangerous. He wasn't talking about where it's 100% raw. He was talking about where it's a shtickle raw, meaning it's bashal, but veloy bashal. It's a loy bashal, hence he referred to it as silka chaya, but at the same time, it is a little bit bashal, where Rav Amnuna said, you're allowed to use tired and chaya, and he meant completely raw. Ikad Amri, some had a slightly different version of this exchange. Amr Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna said, marvim tired and chaya, Amr Rav Chizda, because Rav Chizda said, silka chaya, katal gavra chaya. So Rav Amnuna didn't say, ma'arvim betard and chaya, and then we have a kasha for Rav Chizda, just the opposite. Rav Amnuna said, ma'arvim betard and chaya, and he based on what Rav Chizda said. You see, people eat tired and chaya, and has no effect on them. Zakti Gemara Hassan the Bashav Alei Bashal, same terrors. Where it's Bashav Alei Bashal, that's where it's dangerous. If it's not Bashav Alei Bashal, it's not okay. Amar Rav Chizda. So more on the topic of Rav Chizda and beets. Tavshul Shel Tardin. If someone has a tavshul that's made of tardin, Yofel Alev, it's actually healthy. It's good for the heart, V'tov Le'inayim, and it's good for your eyes. V'koshkein, and it's certainly good Lebnei Me'ayin for your intestines. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, V'hudi Yosef Abay Tafi. That's only if it was cooked really well. How well? V'ovet Tuch Tuch. To the point where when it boils, it starts making noises, it makes a tuch tuch sound. That's when it's considered yofel alev, toiv le'inayin, and kolshkein lebnei me'ayin. So either way, the Gemara is discussing, can I use beets for an eruv? Why, yeah, it's food. Why not? It could sometimes be dangerous. And the Gemara brought a few different memories from Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, silka chaya, katul gavra chaya. That if you eat raw beets, which the Gemara clarified means bashal v'loy bashal, it can kill a healthy person. Then again, Rav Chizda said, if you cook the beets, if you have a tavshul shel tarden, then it's actually very beneficial. Yofel alev, v'toiv le'inayim, v'kolshkin l'bnei me'ayim. It's interesting that you have a Gemara that's attributed to the great Amora Rav Chizda, where Rav Chizda is telling you what food is good for you, what food is not good for you. And what comes to mind is two Gemaras that we learned together not so long ago. The first is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Amid Beis, the epic Kuf Mem Amid Beis in Masechet Shabbos, where Rav Chizda was giving the Tzurbim Rabbanans a whole bunch of advice about different things. And a lot of it was what foods are good to eat, what foods are not good to eat. So this seems to be something that was on the mind of Rav Chizda. But really, Ha'oila al Kulana is Shabbos Daf Pei Beis Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Huna l'Rabbi Brei. Rav Huna once told his son, Rabba, as in the famous Amora, Rabba bar Rav Huna, my time of Lord Shechichas Kamed Rav Chizda. Why don't you go learn Torah from Rav Chizda, the Mechadid and Shmaite? He's a real Charif. Go learn by Rav Chizda. Amalei, so he told him, my Ezel l'Gabe. But I'm going to waste my time learning by Rav Chizda. The Chiazilna l'Gabe. Whenever I go to him, Moisavli b'mili di'al. He doesn't talk to me in learning. I've heard his shiurim. He talks about mili da alma. For example, he said, "Man da'ay lo beis akisei." If someone goes to the beis akisei, you should sit, and etc., etc. Amaleis, Rav Huna told Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, "You're calling that mili da alma? Who asik bechayi de briyasa va'at amrit be mili da alma koshken zul lagabe?" But either way, this was something that Rav Chizda used to talk a lot about. So you have Shabbos Pei Beis Amid Aleph, you have Shabbos Kuf Mem Amid Beis, you have a Gemara tucked away, Erev and Chavtes Amid Aleph. So sometimes when you appreciate the personality who is the Amora, you could deher the Gemara a little bit better. This isn't a random Amora that's talking about beets. It is good, it's not good, but this is Rav Chizda. This is something Rav Chizda did, so much so that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna in Shabbos Pei Beis Amid Aleph didn't even want to go hear shir for Rav Chizda, because in his mind, this was Mili Da Alma, Zok De Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, a classic, Hareini Ki Ben Azai, Bishukei Tverya. Rava once commented, he said, today I have such a clear mind, the Kop Arbet Azoy Git, I have my A game. You could ask me any question in the world, I'm going to be able to answer it. In fact, he said that I'm so clear today that I'm like Ben Azai Beshukei Tverya. Ben Azai was the semel of an incredible goyin, and he said, Rava, today I feel like Ben Azai. Come ask me a question. I'm Alehumi Rabban Rava. So there was a rabbi, and he came up to Rava, and this was the question that he asked him. Tapuchim Bekama. I'm assuming you're allowed to use apples for your Erev, for your Mazon Shtei Sudais. So Rava, you're so clear today. Maybe you can tell me how many apples would constitute Mazlein Shtei Sudais. Maybe Rava was expecting more of a Lamdusha question. But this was the question, apples. How many would constitute Mazlein Shtei Sudais? Amalei told him, Chima Arvin B'tapuchim. So Rava's reaction was, are you even allowed to use tapuchim, apples as an air, feitim ar faloi? What do you mean? You have a tzad, you can use them. By the time we learned in the Mishnah, kol eichel mitzarif, lives a lot like me, b'chatzi pras. All foods are mitzarif to make a person tameh, if he eats a chatzi pras of tamei food. Now, if somebody eats tamei food, he can't become tamei midei raisa. Food doesn't have the ability to make a person tamei. A person can only become tamei if he comes in contact with an avatoma. Food is, at best, going to be a rishon latoma, sometimes a sheni, shlishi, and revi latoma, but it doesn't have the ability to be metame a person. Stating that, the Chachamim made a takana, they said that if you eat food that's tamei, you're now not allowed to eat truma. Regardless, kol ha'oichlam mitzdarif, and all different foods are mitzdarif. Additionally, foods are mitzdarif, u'mazin shtei sudas le'erif, as relates to mazin shtei sudas le'erif. And finally, u'kebei latame tomas ha'oichlam. Food becomes tamei if it's the size of a beya. All foods are mitzdarif to the beya in order for them to become tamei. So the Gemara says, Rav is questioning whether you can use apples for mazin shtei sudas. What kind of question is it? You see from this Mishnah, kol ha'oichlam mitzdarifin, and it mentions three things regarding Tumas Gevia, with regards to Mazin Shtei Sudais Le'erev, and regards to Tumas Leichlin B'Kaveh. The Gemara says, "Vayimai Tuf." What kind of kashas is Eilei Mishum D'Ketani Kol Oichlin? Is the question very simple? It says Kol Oichlin Mitzdarfin from Mazin Shtei Sudais Le'erev. Kol Oichlin includes in that apples. V'Hani Bnei Achilin Neiru. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Eilei Midim Anak Kol Ois." We just had Rabbi Yochanan. Achav Zayin Amar Aleph. You can't learn anything from generalization. Afilu Walk Mishum Nema Beichot. Eilei Mishum D'Ketani Ube Mazin Shtei Sudais Le'erev U'Kaveh Letame Tumas Leichlin. The question was, because this Mishnah put together Kol Ha'oichlin regarding Mazin Shtei Sudois and Kol Ha'oichlin regarding Tumas Oichlin. V'hani nami b'nei tamuya Tumas Oichlin inu. And we know for sure that apples are Tomei Tumas Oichlin. So the assumption is that if they're Tomei Tumas Oichlin, then they're probably okay for Mazin Shtei Sudois. Because there seems to be a juxtaposition between these two things. What's food regarding Mazon Shtei Sudois, and what's food regarding Tumas Leichlin? So if tapuchim, apples, are considered food regarding Tumas Leichlin, then certainly they should be considered food for this as well. So again, the Ravo said, Hareini ki ben azai b'shukei Tveria. So somebody came over to him and he asked him, really? I have a question for you. How many apples would you need in order to have Mazon Shtei Sudois? Ravo questioned whether you could even be ma'ariv with apples, and the Gemara clarified that you certainly can. So if that's the case, hadriya kushya l'duchtei. Whose question? Now, who merabana? The one that he asked Rava. So the Gemara says v'kama. So what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said tapuchim apples b'kav. A kav's worth of apples. Right? The Gemara meisave. Rav Shimon Allah said uchla tavlin. If you have a uchla, that's a shear of spices. V'litra yerek. A litra's worth of vegetables. V'asore agoizim 10 nuts. V'chafmisha farsikin 5 peaches. V'shnei rimoinim. Sounds like a recipe. 2 pomegranates. V'esrig yachad. And 1 esrig. All these things are considered the shear with regards to, this is something new, Meiser Ani. So what's the shear of Meiser Ani? Meiser Rishon we know was a tenth. Truma Chita Achas Poiteres HaSakri. Trumas Meiser is also a tenth. Bikurim, Meiser Sheni, there's different shirim that Chazal gave. What about Meiser Ani? What's the shir of Meiser Ani? So the Gemara just brought a braisa where Reb Shimon ben Elazar said, Tavlin, it's a uchla. For your rakos, it's a litra. A goizim, 10. A farsikin, 5. Remind him, 2. If it's an esrog, it's 1. V'am agursik bar dari. Mishmeder ab menashe bar shguvli. Shmeider Rav, the Chen LaEruv, that all these shirim are true with regards to Eruv as well. So what's the kasha? The Haninami, the Havikea Farsikin. So it comes out that all the shirim that we mentioned, even though they were initially said regarding Maiserani, but they relate to Eruv as well. These are also the Mazin Shtei Sudois of the respective foods that were mentioned. Now, it mentioned 5 peaches. So the Gemara's kasha is, if 5 peaches is Mazin Shtei Sudois, shouldn't 5 apples also be Mazin Shtei Sudois? What difference really is there between peaches and apples? So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same thing. Meaning, why did Rav Nachman say tapuchim bekav, which is more than 5? If 5 peaches is Mazin Shtei Sudois, it should be the same thing for apples. So the Gemara says, hani chashivi v'hani loy chashivi. No, peaches are more chashuv than apples are. And as a result, you can't compare apples to apples or apples to peaches. So yeah, for a peach, which is more chashuv, it's 5. For an apple, which is less chashuv, it's going to be, incidentally, the Rishonim say, Tosfos and the Ritva, the Rishonim speak out that these were clearly not the apples that we have today. Because today's apples, why would there be a havamina, ben benoy shel havamina, that you can't use it for Mazin Shtei Sudois? You have all these spices and things you can use for Mazin Shtei Punkta Tapuach, the Gemara chapters with. So the Rishonim say that these were obviously apples that were not so royal achila, because otherwise, why would you think an apple is different? But either way, An apple is zicha, not a peach. And that's the point. So it's five peaches, apples, already you have to have a cup. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef heard this. He said, Sharalei Mori le Rabbi Nashe bar Shkuvli. David should be Moichel Rabbi Nashe bar Shkuvli. What did Rabbi Nashe bar Shkuvli say? Again, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar gave the shiurim for different foods as it relates to Maisa Ani. Tavlin, a uchlo, yerek, a litra, a goizen, 10, peaches, 5, pomegranates, 2, an esrig, what? Right, he was talking about the shiur for Maisa Ani. And on that, Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli said, in the name of Rav, v'chein le'erev. This halacha is true regarding Erevin as well. So Rav Yosef heard this, he said, oi, the Erevin should be moichel Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli. Because you know Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli heard this, he heard it from me. I'm the one who told it to him. And he's misquoting what I said. I know I'm Rita Nehalei, I'm Asnisen. But I said it on the Mishnah. And he said it on a Braisa. So which Mishnah did Rabbi Yosef say it over? The time we went to the Mishnah, in Pesach Ani. Again, discussing the same exact halacha. The shir from Eiser Ani. So you're not allowed to give Ani less in the Goyer, mi chatzi kav chit, and half a kav of chit, and kav soirim, and kav of soir. Renei Ramer says, chatzi kav soirim, vi kav chatzi kusmin. A half a kav of soirim, and a kav and a half of spelt. Vi kav groigris, groigris are dried figs. Oimana, that's also a shir of the Vela, those are pressed figs. Rabbi Kiva said pras. Not a mana, but a prasa. Prasa is a half a mana. V'chatzi lugyayin, half a lugyayin. Rav Kiva says, Revias lugyayin. Revias shemen, and Revias of shemen. Rav Kiva, I'm a shminis. V'sharkal, a peris, as it relates to all the other peris. Amar Abishol said, Kadesha yimkarein. You have to have enough that you should be able to sell it. V'yikach bem, and then have enough money to be able to buy. Mazin shtei sudas. Either way, v'amar Rav, Rav Yosef said that I said over on this Mishnah, not in the braisa of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the first list of foods and their shiurim as it relates to Maisa Ani. I said it regarding this Mishnah that Rav said v'chein le'erev. It's regarding here that I said it. I never said it regarding that brayso. So Rabbi Yosef said sharalei marei. The Eibush that should forgive Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli because he misquoted me. I said this in the name of Rav. He heard it from me, but I said it regarding the Mishnah, not regarding the brayso. So afraid the Gemara. Why was Rabbi Yosef so disturbed about what Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli did? Sharalei marei. That's very very sharp. Umay umay dahay mehach. Why did he care if Rav's halacha was being quoted on the Mishnah versus the brayso? They seem to be saying the same thing. I mean, the Mishnah and the brayso are both giving shiurim as it relates to the halachos of Maisa Ani. If Rav held that the shir Maisa Ani is the equivalent of Mazin Shtei Sudos, hence it's the shir of Erev, so if it's true on the Mishnah, which gave shiurim related to Maisa Ani, it should be true for the Braiser, of Shimon Allah's statement, which is also given the shiurim of Maisa Ani. So afraid to Gemara, what's the difference? Maybe the reason is because the Braiser, of Shimon Allah's halacha, mentioned spices. It was discussing spices. An uchla of spices is the shiur for Maisa Ani. And Rabbi Yosef held that spices, even though you have to give Maisir Ani from it, but at the same time you can't use it for Mazin Shtei Sudas, because for Tavlin Lab Neachila Ninu, because they're not Bnei Achila. And that's why he was upset, because it comes out, if Rav's comment was made on Rav Shimon Elazar, you're allowed to use spices for your Mazin Shtei Sudas. And Rav Yosef held that really you're not allowed to use spices for your Mazin Shtei Sudas. But the Gemara says, not true, because Ata Hacha, Mi Loi Ketani Chitim and Sa'irim, the Mishnah mentions Chitim and Sa'irim, Lab Ne'achil, and most people don't just take Chitim and Sa'irim and start chomping on it. That's not the Derech. So you have to say, Afal Pikein, it still could be used as Mazin Shtei Sudas. And Rav's comment of the Chein Le'erev can apply there. So why can't it apply in the Braisa? So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav Yosef, even though he made this comment, I am Rishon in the very Meirich to explain Pashup Shana in this Gemara. But it seems that what the Gemara is saying is, what the Gemara is about to say, is that even though Rav Yosef said, Sharalei Mara, Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli, and Rav Yosef was upset at the fact that Rav Menashe bar Shkuvli quoted Rav on the Braisa, not in the Mishnah, it wasn't because there's an Afgemin al Halacha. There isn't. Because if the shir of Maisa Ani is the shir of Mazin Shtei Sudois, then Rav's halacha is warranted on the Braisa, Rav's halacha is warranted on the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef was just upset because he knew the way he said the halacha, and he knew that when Rav made the comment, he made it on the Mishnah. How did he know that Rav made the comment on the Mishnah? Mishum diktani chatzi lugyayin. Because one of the shirim that the Mishnah said was a half a lug of wine. V'amar Rav, and he knew Rav said, ma'arvin b'shtei revi'oy shel yayin. Rav once said that the shir for yayin is two revi'oy. The Bach takes out the next three words. Shma mino, ki amar Rav v'chein le'erev ahom asnisen kamar shma mino. So if Rav said v'chein le'erev on either the Brayis or the Mishnah,
And the Mishnah says something that we know Rav once Mefurish said. He said the Shir Erev Ishtei Revius as it relates to Yayin. That means that Rav probably said as Aloch on the Mishnah, not in the Braisa. And that's why Rabbi Yosef said Shor Leimari. So again, Shor Leimari is very sharp. It sounds like Rav Menashe Bashkuvli did something wrong. It sounds like he was potentially going to mislead people by saying what he said. But really, after further review, what comes out is that's not true. And really, there's nothing misleading. Because if Rav's comment of Echein Le'erev is good for the Mishnah, it's Yitochin, it's good for the Braisa as well. Why was Rabbi Yosef upset? Why did he say Shor Leimari? Because he held Rav said it on the Mishnah. And being that he held Rav said it on the Mishnah, therefore, he wanted it to be said on the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter. So how did we get into this whole discussion? Amar Rava. Rava said, Hareini ki ben azai b'shukei Tveria. Rava said that there was one day that he felt very, very lucid, very, very clear, and he said, I feel today like ben azai. And if anybody wants to ask me a question, come ask me a question. And there was a humir rabbanon, and he came, he asked him a shayla, and what was the shayla? He wanted to know how many apples you'd have to use for mazon shtei sudois. And then Rava said, I'm not even so sure you can make an eruv on apples. No, Yuzecha could make an eruv on apples. Okay, so how much? Rav Nachman said, Akav, why is it different than peaches? Oh, because peaches are more chashiv than apples. That was the Gemara. Rashi on Dibra Maskel, Hareini ki ben azai b'shukei Tveria says, it's kedai to see the Rashi inside. Yoyme b'dicha havalei the Rava. Rava had a day where he was b'dicha. He was very clear. Maybe he was b'simcha. Va'amal hulu tamidam, and he told his tamidam, hashto tzili datoi. Very, very clear today. Vareini mezumin lahashiv b'charifos. I'm ready to answer b'charifos. L'chol mishi yisholeini. To anyone that's going to ask me a question, ki ben azai. Just like ben azai, shall you doirish b'shukei Tveria. Who was doirish b'shukei Tveria? V'lai hoya b'yomav oikir harim k'moysa. There was no person during ben azai's lifetime that was an oikir harim on the level of ben azai. He used to say, this is a Gemara in Bechoris Daf Nun Ches, Kol Chachmi Yisrael Lefonai Keklipas Hashum. All the Chachmi Yisrael are to me Keklipas Hashum, like the klipa, like the shell of garlic. Chutz Min HaKerech Hazeh, he was referring to Rabbi Akiva. But either way, Rabbi Ben Azai was a tremendous Oikir Harim. So who is the semel of this incredible Oikir Harim? That was Ben Azai. We know Ben Azai was also a tremendous masmid. Ben Azai never got married. Ben Azai said, Ma ese, what should I do? Shenafshi choshke b'toyer. In fact, this midah of Ben Azai, who said, I don't want to get married because Rechayim b'tzavare v'yasik b'toyer, it's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in the beginning of Evan Ezra, Siman Aleph, says that even though a person has a mitzvah to get married, but at the same time, if he says, Ma ese shenafshi choshke b'toyer, he wants to follow in the ways of Ben Azai, he has a right to follow like Ben Azai. But either way, Ben Azai was a tremendous lamdin. He was the Oikir Harim, Loshin Rashi, V'loi Hoya B'yam of Oikir Harim Kamoisai. Rav Ashi was also a tremendous masmid. That's a recipe for success. Tremendous lamdim and a tremendous masmid. This is the legacy of Ben Azai. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichas Musar, in a few places, he pointed out that there's another Gemara. There's Gemara Chulin Dafayin Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there brings an exchange between Ben Azai and Rabbi Yonason, where Ben Azai had a question, and Rabbi Yonason told Ben Azai something that he heard from the Tanner Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara says, U'beloshen Azeh Amali. Rabbi Yonason was talking. He said that Ben Azai told me, quote, Chaval al Ben Azai shelo shimesh es Rabbi Yishmael. What a chaval al Ben Azai that he wasn't mishamish Rabbi Yishmael. Meaning he heard something from Rabbi Yishmael. He was never mishamish Rabbi Yishmael. Ben Azai didn't know much Torah from Rabbi Yishmael. And when he heard the way Rabbi Yishmael had touched up certain psukim, so he said, Chaval al Ben Azai shelo shimesh es Rabbi Yishmael. So Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that Ben Azai reached the pinnacle. Lo yehoya b'yam of oikir harim k'maisa. Ben Azai said, Kala Chachmi Yisrael lefonai keklipas Hashem. And he laid to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that in the Kol Chachmi Yisrael lefonai keklipas Hashem was included Rabbi Yishmael. He was greater than Rabbi Yishmael, but at the same time, he saw there was something that he could have learned from Rabbi Yishmael. He said, Chavalo ben Azai shelo shimesh es Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the sign of greatness. The great ones were never satisfied. And no matter how great they were and all the madregas they achieved, they always wanted more. Not only did they want more, Chavalo ben Azai shelo shimesh es Rabbi Yishmael. Mamish, it's higher. Rashi's Lashon. Hefsid v'chavalo hi ba'olam. Talmud vasa kamoisi ani ben Azai shelo shimashti es Rabbi Yishmael. But either way, this is something Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings out in a few different places. We return to our regular program, which is different foods, how much of it you would have to have for your Erev. Amar Mar, Rubem Mazin, Shtei Sudas Le'Erev. Sav Rabbi Yitzel of Meimar, Ad Ika Suda Mehai, Vesuda Mehai. So this is referring back to the Mishnah that the Gemara brought earlier on the Amid. It said, Kolo Oichem Mitzdarfin, Lifsoy Lesagvia Bechatzi Pras. Kolo Oichem Mitzdarfin, Mazin Shtei Sudas Le'Erev. Kolo Oichem Mitzdarfin, for Tumasak. So all different foods are Mitzdarif for Mazin Shtei Sudas, which means, by the way, not only are all foods okay for Mazin Shtei Sudas, the punchline of that Mishnah is kol ha'oichel mitzdarfen. I mean, you could take a little bit of this, you could take a little bit of that. Otherwise, that Mishnah would be our Mishnah. The Mishnah already said ba'kol ma'arven. Now, the chiddush of that Mishnah is that kol ha'oichel mitzdarfen, that you keep a mitzdarf of different foods for your mazin shtei sudas. Zok t'gemar, sov Rabbi Yosef l'meim, Rabbi Yosef thought, ad de'ika suda mehai, v'suda mehai. Okay, you have two sudas, so you'll have one suda of apples and one suda of peaches. You'll have one suda of sa'irim and one suda of chitin. But at the very least, you need to have a full suda of one food. You can't be mitzdarf of one suda. Amalei Rabbi. So Rabbi told Rabbi Yosef, you could have a half a suda, a quarter of a suda, a third of a suda. You could be mitzdarif foods in any way you want for Mazin Shtei Sudas. How much wine do you need for your Mazin Shtei Sudas? It's two revi'is. Sounds like one revi'is for each suda. Do you even need that much? How much wine do you have to have for Mazin Shtei Sudas? It's the amount of wine that you would use to eat. Meaning if you had bread and you wanted a bread, dip your bread into wine, how much wine would you need? Much less than two revi'is. As a dip, you're going to have less. Chaymetz, how much vinegar could they table boy? Also to dip food into it. Zaysim, b'tzolim, olives and onions, could they lechob and shtei sudos? The amount, again, that you would need for mazin shtei sudos. The kash is on wine. Rav said, ma'arvim b'shtei revi'is yayin. Here we have a braisa, where the tanu, Rav Shimon Alaza said, yayin, could they lechob? Even though Rav is a tanu upolik, but it's always a bit of evidence that the Gemara says, hasa b'cham revash. That's talking about yayin mevushal. It's talking about cooked wine people didn't drink, that was used as a dip. So if you have wine that people drink, then it's two revi'is. If you have the type of wine that people use as a dip, so then the shear is based on dip. Amar, chaymiz k'dei lo tabo boy. Vinegar, the amount that people would dip food into. Amar, avgidol, amar, k'dei lo tabo boy, mazun shtei sudas shel yerek. What type of foods do people dip in vinegar? Vegetables. So if you were going to sit down and you were going to have a suda of vegetables, so what's for dinner tonight? Vegetables. You want to dip it into chaymiz. So the amount of chaymiz that you would need for two sudas worth of vegetables. It can have me some at a different halacha. Amrav, Gidol Amrav, Yerek Hanecho Bishtei Sudas. Meaning not the amount of chaymetz that you would need, assuming the entire meal is made up of vegetables, but rather the amount of chaymetz that you would need if the vegetables were merely a side dish. Meaning it's not Mazon Shtei Sudas Shal Yerek, but rather it's Yerek Hanechol Bishtei Sudas. The Yerokas that are eaten during the Sudas. Amamar, Zaysim Ubtzolim, Kedei Lechobem, Mazon Shtei Sudas. So if you want Zaysim, Bitzolim, olives, onions, it could be used as your Mazon Shtei Sudas. Right, the Gemara, Bitzolim, Ma'arvin could use onions as an every time you learn to price. Om Reb Shemel Allah, Pama Chashavas, Rameir Bar Disco. Rameir once spent Shabbos in a city called Ardisco. Ba, the Mechel of Fanov, and a person came to him. Amalei told him, Rebbe, Irafti Bitzolim Litivin. I don't live here. I actually live outside the Tchum. I made a Eruvah Techumen here. I'm on my way to Tivin. He said, what did you use for your Eruvah Techumen? So he told Rameya, onions. So the Gemara says, Vayshiva Rameya Bar Bamashalei. Rameya said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yid, but you're stuck. You can't go outside of your Da'al and Amis. You walked outside the Tchum. You can't take another step. Onions are not kosher for Eruvah Techumen. So how could you tell me, Ma'arvin Bipzalim? Rameya said, Ein Ma'arvin. So the Gemara says, Lekasha Habba Olim, Habba Imois. There's a difference between the peel of the onion and the actual onion. The olim, literally the leaves, are considered not okay, whereas the onion itself is fine. The time you learn to the price, achal batzel, if somebody eats an onion, vehishkin, and he wakes up in the morning, umes, and then rachmana litzlan, he dies. Ein oimrim, no one should ask me my mes, because it's obvious why he died. He died because he ate an onion. Vama Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shmuel the doctor, loy shanu elo ba'alim. This is only true for the leaves of the onion. Avol be'imois, as relates to the onion itself, less limo ba'alim. Nami loy amarin, elo d'loy ifzel zei rasi. Even with the alim, the only time it's considered dangerous if it didn't grow up to the shear of a zeres. Avol, ifzel zeres, if it grew a zeres, less limo, it's not going to be a problem. Rapapa said, loy amarin, elo d'loy ishti shichra. This is only true if you didn't drink beer afterwards. But if you eat an onion, even the leaves, even if it didn't grow to the proper shear, and you have a glass of beer afterwards, Aval ishti shichra leslamba, you have nothing to worry about. And this is, of course, Rapapa l'shitasa. Rapapa, who was a moicha sheikha. Rapapa, who said in Shabbos, daf kuf mem amid beis, that anyone that can drink beer, and instead he wastes his money and he buys wine. He says he's over about tashkes. And what did the Marsha say? The Marsha over there said that, yeah, Rav Papa, he did this to promote his business. This was good marketing. So what Rav Papa did was, he said, oh, it's about tashkes. People are good. He was in the beer business. He wasn't in the wine business. The Rashad said, oh, now I know Pshat and the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where Rav Yossi said that, halavai, one day I should be zoicha, I should have a chelik in Olam Haba with people that people will choshed. The Eibai, Rav Papa said, it happened to me once. And nobody could understand who was ever Chayshid Rav Papa something. He said, the Marsha, this is what it was referring to, said the Rashash. We spoke about this in Masech Shabbos. But either way, this is the same Rav Papa. I'm Rav Papa, lo yamarin el d'le ishti shichra. This is only true if you didn't drink beer. Aval ishti shichra. Last of all, again, when you appreciate the Amirahim, then you deher the Gemara a lot better. Right, Rav Chiz in the beginning of the daf, he's talking about beets. Beats that are good, beats that are not good. This is all the Rav Chizda. This is Rav Chizda Shabbos Kuf Mem. This is Rav Chizda in Shabbos Kuf Beis. Hareini ke Ben Azai, the Heru Ben Azai is. Rashi already speaks of that. You can appreciate Ben Azai a little bit more. You have Shmuel the doctor and Amud Aleph that's telling you which parts of the onions are good and which parts of the onion are not good. And of course you have Rav Papa who said that a glass of beer could get you out of any situation. But regardless, Tanu Rabbanu, one more classic. L'yoychal adam batzel. A person shouldn't eat onions. Why? Mipnei nachash shabai. Because there's a concern that maybe a nachash, a snake, deposited a little bit of his poison into the onion, and it can be very, very dangerous. Ma'isa, the Gemara tells the story. But Reb Chanina, the Ein Yaakov said this wasn't just Reb Chanina. This was Reb Chanina ben Doisa. She'achal chatzi batzel. He ate a half an onion. V'chatzi nachash abay. And with that, he got half of the poison that came from the snake that had taken a bite out of that onion. V'chol, and he became sick. V'nata lomos, and he was mamish holding by dying. U'bikshu chaverev rachamim olav. And his chaverim, Reb Chanina ben Doisa's chaver, they got together, they said to him, and they did things as a schos. V'choye, and he lived. And you know why their tefillahs were niskabel? Mipnei she'ashot tzricholoi. Because he was someone that was needed. He was needed for the dar. The dar needed Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And because the dar needed Reb Chanina ben Doisa, it's for that reason that he was saved. I saw Reb W. O. Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim says that the Gemara says, Kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil Chanina b'ni, v'chanina b'ni dayloi b'kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa, what did he always eat? He always ate a kav chruvim. Here you have a Mefurash Gemara with the Ein Yaakov's Gersa that he ate something else. He ate onions. What happened to Chanina b'ni dayloi b'kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos? Either way, Zok the Gemara, we're going to get back to this later. I'm Reb Zeira said, Amra Shmuel in the name of Shul, Shechar, beer, Ma'arvin, boy, you're allowed to use as an Erev, not just that. Upoisel as a mikvah b'shloisha lugim. If you have three lugim of beer and it falls into a mikvah that doesn't have 40 saw of meikshamim, the halach is, it's possible. We know that a mikvah has to be made up of 40 saw of water. Not just any water, it has to be meikshamim, as opposed to mayim shuvim. The halacha is that if you pour mayim shuvim into a kosher mikvah, it's baltel b'roiv, it's not a problem. If, however, you have less than 40 saw of mayim geshamim, and you pour three lugim, that's the share of mayim shuvim into the mikvah, the halacha is it becomes baltel. So Reb Zeira said in the name of Shmuel that beer is considered water in that respect, that of course it's mayim shuvim, it's not meikshamim, and if you would pour three lugim of it into a mikveh that's chaser, the whole mikveh would become possible. Maska for Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, pshita, it's obvious. Vichim ma'bein zelu meitzevas. Usually a maskefla, you're expecting a kasha as if somebody said something wrong. No, Rav Kahana said maskefla. It's pshita. I mean, what's the shaila? Why should this be different than meitzeva? Than colored water? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi, I mean, Rav Yossi said meitzeva, poislan sa mikveh b'shalishas lugim. So if meitzeva passes the mikveh b'shalishas lugim, why would you think beer is different? Amri, so he said, hasa mai, tzeva mikri, hacha shekri. No, this is a chiddush. Because dyed water is called dyed water. It's called water. The Shem is water. I mean that it's called water. The halach is that mayim shuvim, gimeluvim, passels a mikveh, if it doesn't have 40 saw. So that's why this is the halacha, as opposed to beer, which is not called mayim. As a result, it's going to be different. Zok de gemara. Bekama ma'arvin. Okay, how much beer? So if somebody wants to use beer as an erev, how much beer? Now, as it relates to wine, this is important. As a segue, Rav said on Amud Aleph, the shear is two revi'yos. So it's two revi'yos of wine. The question is, how much beer? Now, a revi'yos, whenever you find this in Chazal, is referred to as a revi'yos of a lug. A quarter of a lug. I mean, a revi'yos means a quarter. A quarter of what? It's a quarter of a lug. But the truth is, there's another revi'yos that you find in Chazal, and that's a revi'yos of a kav. And in fact, that revius is really a log. So the revius, as in stam revius is a revius of a log, but there's another revius, which is a log, but it's a revius of a kav. Zokta Gemara, ubekama ma'arvin, so how much beer? We know wine, it's two revius of a log. So what's the shear for beer? So Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosef kamed Rav Yosef l'meimer. So Rav Yosef son Rav Acha came to his father, and he told him, I think the shear is betrain rivi. Zok Rashi, not two revius, but trey lugin, two lugin, the log, roi v'akav. And it's also called a revius, because like we just mentioned, a log is a roi v'akav. In other words, Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Yosef told Rav Yosef, I think the shear is four times. That's what it is. You quadruple the number. So if it's two revius of a log for wine, it's going to be two lugin, or in other words, two revius of a kav for beer. What was his premise to say? This kid, he based it on a Mishnah. Moitzi yayin, if somebody carries wine on Shabbos. So the 39th of the Lamed Tes Melachis is, you're not allowed to carry mirshus lirshus, you think? Now, the Mishnah, be'arichus, in Masech de Shabbos says that you're only chayev for carrying on Shabbos if you carry a dover choshev, a dover shematznian oisai. Not just that, it has to be a shear of that chashivos. And there's Mishnah after Mishnah after Mishnah, a disproportionate amount of Dafin and Masech de Shabbos deal with these very technical halachas. How much of different things you would have to carry in order to be over midday raisa, the melacha veitzah. Chatzish is a different discussion. But in terms of the dairaisa with a chatas and a skila and a kares, how much of it would you have to carry? So the Mishnah says if somebody carries wine, it's kedei mezigas hakois. What does that mean? V'tani alo kedei mezigas kois yofa. My kois yofa, what does that mean? Koishal bracha. So the amount of wine that you would use to mix for a koishal bracha. Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, koishal bracha tzorach shiyehei by roiva revius. A koishal bracha has to have a roiva of a revius. And there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos right here, how to learn Pshat in this Gemara. In fact, Rashi and Shabbos learns like Tosfos learns over here. But we'll just go with the way Rashi learns over here. That what you have to have is a roiva of a revius. You have to have a quarter of a revius, meaning a revius halug, which is a quarter of a lug, which is also a revius, because it's a revius of a kav. And the reason that's the shear is kadesha yim zagen of yamada revius. Like this, when you dilute the wine, because in the old days, people used to always cut the wine. They used to dilute it. You're going to end up with a revius, meaning a lug. Like Rava said, that the ratio between wine and water, when you dilute wine, has to be 1 to 3. Meaning you have to have 3 parts water and 1 part wine. So the bottom line is, how much wine would you have to carry? Again, the way Rashi learns the Gemara over here, you would have to have a revius. That's what we need to know. The shear would have to be a revius. Viktani, and we learned in the Seifa of a Sharkala Mashkin. What about other Mashkin? Be revius. That's also revius, but that revius is not the revius halug. That revius is the kav. The chol is the lug itself, meaning a revius of the kav. The chol ha-shoifchin, all water that's going to go to waste, but revius is also that revius. So what comes out? Just one thing from that Mishnah. And that is, the amount of wine that's considered chashiv, for someone to violate the malach of Yitzah on the highest level, or the lowest level, on Shabbos is revius haloik. As it relates to Shar Kol HaMashkin, included in Shar Kol HaMashkin is beer. We're discussing beer right now. How much of that would have to be a revius akav, which is a loik. So what's the ratio between wine to beer as it relates to chashivos regarding the malacha of Haitzah? It's 4 to 1. So midahasam al chad arba, just like over there, whatever the number is for wine, beer is 4 times that. Hachanami al chad arba. So here too, it should be the same thing. So gishmak. We had a shayla, how much beer does one have to have from Muslim Shtei Sudas? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, son of Acha b'Rei Rabbi Yosef, came to his father and he said, Tata, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that I know from the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is a 4 to 1 ratio in chshivas between beer to wine. And Rav already said that as it relates to wine, what's this year? 2 revius halog. So if that's the case, multiply that by 4. A revius halog times 4 is a log, obviously. So if that's the case, it's not going to be 2 revius halog. It's going to be 2 lugin or 2 revius. Hakab, the Gemara says, Veloy, after all this cheshbin, the Gemara says, nah, it's not even true. Hasam hu debatzer mehachid leichashev. Over there, we're discussing chashivos. Chashivos, yeah, there's a shira, revius halog, halog. Aval hoch over here has nothing to do with chashivos. Loi, Davidi inchi deshasu kasev etzafra vekasev epanye vesachni levah. Talking about what's considered a shira suda. You want to tell me a revius, a beer is not chashiv? maybe it's not chashev. But you want to know if people would, as a meal, have a glass of beer? Absolutely. And it's for that reason, in this sugya, that's going to be considered the right shir. Zok de gemara. Tmarim bekama. If somebody wants to use dates for his Muslim shtei sudas, he could. The question is how many? Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Tamarim bekav. The shear is going to be a kav of tamarim. That's the shear, like we saw for apples. Rav Yosef. And how do we know that's the shear? Time we learn to the price. Ochel groigris. If somebody eats figs, dried figs, that belong to a kohen. So the halacha is, he has to now make the kohen whole. It was truma, it's very, very bad, but he has to make the kohen whole. Vashilim tamarim, and he paid back tamarim, dates. He ate figs and he gave dates. It's a very good thing. Why? Because you're giving back something better. So the Gemara says, hey Chidami, what's the case? Is it talking about where they were worth the same? Meaning, somebody ate a certain dollar amount of gregers, and now he's paying back the same dollar amount of dates. What's the grace of bracha? What's he doing that's so amazing? Bezuza achal, bezuza mishalom. Elolav. Probably lefimita. It means lefimita. Achamine griva de groigris. He probably, it's talking about where he ate a griva worth of groigris. De shav yezuza. Vekome shalom le griva de tamarim. And he gave back griva de tamarim. De shav yarba. Which is worth lavdafka arba. But it's worth four. The point is it's worth more. Viktani. And what do you see from here? Tavi yola bracha. Alma. So what's the takeaway? Tamarim adifi. Must be that tamarim dates are more chashuv than figs. How do you see dates are more chashuv than figs? Because if somebody is mazik figs and he pays back with dates the same amount, he's upgrading. So if he's upgrading, so obviously that's considered more chashuv. So if it's more chashuv, so what does that have to do with us? So as it relates to how much of it you would have to eat in order for it to be considered mazin shtei sudais, so once we know a shear with regards to Groigris, I should be able to back into a shear regarding tomorrow. So what did we see about the shear mazin shtei sudas for groigris? Zok Rashi, Dibra maskel alma tomorrow madifi. V'tnan le'il gabi oni. You have to go back. There was so much we saw in today's da. But if you go back to the Mishnah that was talking about the shear ma'isa oni, it said, kav groigris, v'amar rav said, v'chein le'erov. So the shear mazin shtei sudas for groigris is a kav. If that's the case, v'kosh ken tmarim, devadei sagi luhubachim. We don't know for sure that that's the shear. Obed zikr enough. You zikr don't have to have more. Because if a kav of groigris is enough, then a kav of te'enim has to be enough. Based on what? Based on a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Te'enim are more chashuv than groigris. How do I know? Te'enim are more chashuv than groigris. A price. Achal tmarim. And groigris v'shilem tamarim tavi ala bracha. But the Gemara says amalei Abaya. Abaya said no. Again, this was all Rabbi Yosef talking. And who told Rabbi Yosef I disagree? Abaya. So Abaya said la'olam the acham yinei bezuz of a kol mishalom bezuz. Really, it's talking about where he ate azuz and he paid back azuz. What was the question? So what's tavi ala bracha? It's the same dollar amount. My tavi ala bracha. The avim yinei midi like kofetz lezvina v'kol mishalom le midi the kofetz lezvina above a kama teretz. Because at the end of the day, you ate something that's hard to sell and you gave back something that's easy to sell. So it's tavi ala bracha. One is ziburis and the other is beininis. One is beininis and the other is idias. Right? This is like such a kofetz lezvina. And that's the point. Shosisa. If somebody eats, somebody wants to use shosisa as his mazin shtei sudas. So this is something that you're allowed to do. What's shosisa? Rashi says, "Michael shoisa mikemach klish and it's yavish betaner." So you take toasted oats, v'nois and dvash, you add a little bit of honey, and this is shosisa of perakaitza mevarchin fame. Amar Rav Acha bar Pinchas trei shar gushi. 2 spoonfuls, that's mazin shtei sudas. Kisani. If somebody eats roasted grains, what's the shir? Amar Abaya. Trei buni de pumpadisa. 2 bunis of pumpadisa. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Amar liyem. My mother told me, Abaya never saw his mother, but this is the woman that raised him. Hani kisani. As it relates to these roasted grains, mali lalipa. They're good for the heart. Umavati machshafta. And it's good for anxiety as well. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Amar liyem. Haiman de isle chusha de lipa. If somebody has a shvacha heart, laisi bisra da atman yamina de dichra, he should bring the meat from the right thigh of a ram, v'laisi kevuya de reisa de nisan, and you should bring the tsoya of animals, tsoya that came out during chodesh nisan, v'ileka, let's say you don't have kevuya de reisa, right? That's not oiva l'soicher, so what if you don't have that? Laisi sugyoni darvasa, then you should at the least bring branches that come from a willow tree, Miloshin Arava of Dalud Minim fame, then Echabia ben Echel, the bottom line is you should take all this and you should burn it together and you should roast meat on top of it, Venishti Basre Chamra Marka, and you should drink diluted wine. Maybe Rapapa holds you could also drink beer, I'm not sure, but you should drink wine. Either way, this is the refuah, this is what you're supposed to do. Exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and that is the Gemara on the top of Chav Tes Amid Beis told the story. The Gemara was discussing using onions for Erevin, using onions for your Mazin Shtei Sudois. And the Gemara, in the context of that discussion, said that onions can be very dangerous. Not the whole onion, only parts of the onion. But Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara then brought a brayse and said, Lo yoichal adam batzel. A person shouldn't eat onions, but may nachash abay. Because there's a concern that there may be poison of a poisonous snake inside the onion. In fact, umaisa, there was a story about Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Shalcha chatzi batzel, he ate a half a batzel, v'chatzi nachash abay. And with it, he got half of the nachash. V'chalo, he became sick, v'nata lamas, and he was dying. Ubikshu chaveir rachman olav, and his chaveirim davened for him, v'chaya, and he lived. And the reason he lived was mipnei shashat zrichaloi. It was because he was needed. And because of the shat zrichaloi, that's why it all played out the way it played out. And all the mefarshim asked, the marsha, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Agoyis Yaivitz, and the Ritva already, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what's the last line, the Pnei Shashat Zricholoi? What's it even referring back to? And the truth is, the way you read the Gemara, it sounds like, Ubikshu Chaveirav Rachman Olav, the Chaveirim Davin, for Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Mipnei Shashat Zricholoi, because he was needed. Right, how badly was Chanina ben Doisa needed? The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, he was the davener for the whole dar. People that had tzaris, they used to go to Reb Chanina ben Doisa. He used to daven, kol oylem nizim b'shvil Chanina b'ni. The whole world stood on the places of Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So obviously, Hashat Zrichaloi, he was someone that was very integral to the Jewish people. But they davened for him, Ibnei Shashat Zrichaloi. It almost sounds like, if not for the fact that Shoh would have been Zrichaloi, it could be they went to daven. The Ritva has one line on this Gemara. Ubikshu olav chaveirim rachamim. Va'af al pi, shekidai hoyolach ba'atzmoy. Says Ritva, even though Reb Chanina really deserved the punishment that he was going to get, why? She'avar al divrei chachamim. Because he was over on the divrei chachamim. Still, bikshu olav chaveirim rachamim. They still davened for him. What does the Ritva mean? The Ritva's bavarning this kasha. It sounds like it was a chiddush that bikshu olav chaveir rachamim. And the only reason they did it was mipnei shashat zrichaloi. Wait, Ritva, why? What did he do so terrible? The afal pisha kedai hoyo lochuv ba'atzmoy she'ovra al divrei chachamim. You know what he did? He was over al divrei chachamim. Which divrei chachamim? The chachamim that said that an onion is very, very dangerous. Lo yoichal adam batzel mipnei nachash abay. And then the Mishnah brings a story, umayis Reb Chanina, she'achal chatzi batzel, they daven for him, and the only reason they davened for him was mipnei shahashat zrichaloi. But you want to know why they wouldn't have davened for him otherwise? Because he would have deserved, he was oivad adam v'chachamim. And kol oivad adam v'chachamim, that's very, very chamor. The reason they did it was because at the end of the day, hashat zrichaloi, so this was a hirasha, pun intended, and that's why they went ahead and they did what they did. I think it's pasha that this lashon of the Ritva, va'afal pi shekdai hoyo lochav ba'atzmoy she'avar al divrei chachamim, is a reference to a Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. The Mishnah over there brings the Machloket B'Shamay B'Hillel, how are you supposed to say Kriyishma? According to B'Shamay, Kriyishma Shel Arvis is B'Shachtecha. It's supposed to be lying down. According to B'Hillel, Kriyishma Shel Shachris, you have to be standing. Because it says Uvkumecha. B'Hillel says, no, B'Shachtecha means B'Zman Shebnei Yadam Shaychvin, and B'Vkumecha means B'Zman Shebnei Yadam Kam. So the Mishnah, Brachos Yud Amud Beis, says that, Omer Ab Tarfin, Ani O Yisi Baba Derech, I was once traveling, V'Hitisi Likreis Kedivri Beishamai, and I lie down to say Kriyash Mashal Arvis, like Beishamai. V'Sikanti Ba'atzmi, and I put myself into a terrible sakana. Mipnei HaListim, because Listim were about to come and hurt me. Amru Loi, the Chachamim heard where Ab Tarfin said, they told him, Kedai Ho Yisa Loch of Ba'atzmecha, she'avarta al divrei beisul. This is mamish deloshin. Va'af al pishe kedai hoyo lochu ba'atzmoy. This is what the Chachamim told Reb Tarfin. Kedai ha'yisa lochu ba'atzmecha, she'avarta al divrei beisul. And Reb Chanina ben Doisa did the same thing. The Braisa said, lo yoichal adam batzel ibnei nachash abay. And then a maisa, it's the same exact Mishnah. Machloiz b'sham beisul, how are you supposed to say Kriyishma? And then a maisa, Reb Chanina almost died. Reb Tarfon almost died. This one line Ritva is literally an excerpt of this Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Beis. So why are we getting so excited? Because we've mentioned so many times the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Chaf, where the Ramchal says that the reason Reb Tarfon was Chayiv Misa for what he did wasn't merely because he was over al Divrei Chachamim. It's because he was over al Divrei Beis Hillel. And he goes on to say Ba'arichos that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was a davar chomer. It needed a baskel to resolve itself, and what was at risk was that the Torah was going to become two Torahs. The Beis Shammai Beis Hillel machlokes was a major, major machlokes. And when Reb Tarfon went and he was machmer like Beis Shammai, he wasn't just going keneged the Chachamim. He was giving credibility to Shitas Beis Shammai, and he was risking reinvigorating the terrible machlokes that raged for doiris between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And it's for that reason it was Chayiv Misa. K'dayo yisul locha ba'atzmecha she'avar tenan al divrei Chachamim, al divrei Beis Hillel. Because someone on the stature of Reb Tarfon, for him to give and shtaltzu to Beis Shammai, what you're doing is you're risking the machloikas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. He says it in his shtickle Mishkal HaChassidus that we've spoken about so many times. But this Ritva, I think, is mavur that this idea of being over al divrei Chachamim isn't exclusive to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But it sounds like Reb Chanina ben Doiso was Chayiv Misas Reb Tarfon. It was the same exact thing. Now, he had a schos, big shawl of chaver of rachamim, v'chod nesha ashot tzrichalot. But the point is, it would seem that this Ritva is maybe a marimokon, that Mishnah in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Beis, where Reb Tarfon was Chayiv Misa, is not like the Ramchal says, it was because he was over al divrei Beis Hillel, Mishkal HaChassidus. But you see, Reb Chanina ben Doiso had the same thing for eating an onion. The point is that if someone's over al divrei Chachamim, we saw the Gemara not long ago, called over divrei Chachamim Chayiv Misa with the Gemara, with Rabbi Akiva and Netil Sidaim. So there is a concept that if someone's over al divrei Seifrant, over al divrei Chachamim, he's going to be Chayiv Misa. But I think this Lashon, L'shoyne Yazov Shal Ritva, is referring to the Mishnah Brachas Daf Yudam and Beis, and could be in Tzatzushtal to that Ramchal. That's the first Dara. But the truth is, there's another Mahalach that I saw with regards to this Kasha. Again, the question is, Bikshu all of Chaver of Rachamim, this Reb Chanina ben Doiso, the Gadol Hadar, the Tzaddik Hadar, Reb Chanina ben Doiso, who davened for everyone throughout his lifetime. Kol ha'olam nizam eshvul Chanina beni. And everybody got together to daven. And v'choya mepnei she'ashot tzricholoi. And the way the Achroinim and the Ritva seem to understand it is mepnei she'ashot tzricholoi is the teretz to why they davened for him. They went to daven for him otherwise. Because if not for the fact that he was needed, Rachmana Litzlan, nobody would have davened. Because on some level, maybe he deserved what it is he got. I saw that the Ben Ish Chai, in his Ben Yehoyada, on this Gemara, says as follows. Inami kach amru bitfilosan. Mifnei sha'ashot tzrichalai means as follows. That when the Yidin davened from Chanina ben Doiso, they said as follows. Afilu im hishlim chayim aksuvim loy. They turned to the Eivishtah. And they said that even if Reb Chanina ben Doiso fulfilled his tafkid, and he was mashlim, whatever he was brought down onto this world for, but roi sheyitin le'akadosh baruch hu chayim mechadosh, but I still think he should be given more life. Because at the end of the day, the shot tzrichalai. In other words, there's a concept that sometimes a person, mitzad atzmoi, maybe has no place to be alive anymore. But if he's a person that other people depend on, mipnei she'ashot tzrichalai, that's a schus for this person to live. And that was the nekuda, that they turned to the Eibush and then they understood Reb Chanina ben Doiso is such a tzaddik, that if it doesn't make sense why he would be taken away from this world because of averus that he did, it's not possible. Narvas, he probably fulfilled his tafkid already. And mitzad Reb Chanina ben Doiso, on a personal level, he doesn't have to be alive anymore. Abahashot tzricholoi they daven today, Bishto. And being that Hashot tzricholoi, Klal Yisrael needs him. And if that's the case, that in and of itself should be a reason for him to live. And the kachava, mipnei she'ashot tzricholoi, bikshu chaver of rachamim olav v'choya, and he lived. Why did he live? He lived mipnei she'ashot tzricholoi. The truth is, this idea that it's possible for a tzaddik to fulfill his tafkid, but at the same time he remains alive and he's able to continue to aggregate schusim, mipnei she'ashot tzricholoi, is an idea that appears in the Svarim HaKdoshim, in the Svarim of the Chasam Sofer, many, many times. And in fact, like some of the major yesoidas of the Chasam Sofer, it's an idea that appears in the Torah of the Ksav Sofer, Reb Shimon Sofer, even the Shevet Sofer. This is an idea that permeates the Presburger Torah, and it begins with Ma'or HaGoyla, the Chasam Sofer. We all know the story of Nadav Avihu, The Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini in great detail and very bekitzer in the beginning of Parsha Achrei Moshe. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. Achrei Moshe nei b'nei Aharon bekarvasam lefnei Hashem vayamusu on Vayoyma Shmini, the day that the Mishkan was inaugurated. So Nadav and Avihu went and they brought a carbon. It was a ketores. It was a ketores that they weren't supposed to bring and they ended up dying. The Pasuk says bekarvasam lefnei Hashem vayamusu. Misas Nadav and Avihu was a result of the fact that they brought a carbon that they weren't supposed to bring. But the truth is another pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. It says Vayomas Nadav Avihu lufnei Hashem. Nadav and Avihu died lufnei Hashem. Ba'akrivam esh zara lufnei Hashem b'midbar Sinai. And then the pasuk says Ubanim loy hayu lehem. They had no children. Va'yichayin alazav yisomer al pnei aharon aviyem. That Nadav and Avihu died, Ubanim loy hayu lehem. The Gemara says in the Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph, Ubanim loy hayu lehem, hayu lehem banim loy meso. Had they had children, they wouldn't have died. And at first glance, you read the Gemara, it sounds almost like part of the reason they died was Ubanim loy hayu lehem. As if to say, maybe the Oynish of Nadav and Avihu was a result of the fact that they didn't die. And that's why it's Margula Bapumi de Inshi, that Nadav and Avihu, they were an Isaac Bapiri Verivya, and that's why they were punished. That's the sugis over there in Perikapa Yavimtai. And it's related to this pasuk, Ubanim loy hayu lehem. But the truth is, the Chasam Sofer says, if you read the Psukim, it's clear that that's not what's going on here. Vayomas Nadav and Avihu lufnei Hashem, ba'akrivam esh zara lufnei Hashem ibn Mar Sinai. They died because of the carbon that they brought. Narvas ubanim loy hayu lehem. Meaning, ilu hayu lehem banim loy hayu loy mesu. If they would have had children, that would have been a schus for them to be able to remain alive. So says the Chasam Sofer, what's the nakuda? He says, what's the tifkeit? What's the pnimiyas ha'inyan? So the Chasam Sofer says as follows. He says that there are many, many tzaddikim that really fulfilled their tafkid. And some of them fulfilled their tafkid at a very, very young age. They're able to reach the shlemus of their neshama to a point where there's no point for them to be in this world anymore. And the Chasam Sofer says that a tzaddik that doesn't belong in this world is not even interested in being in this world. Because at the end of the day, it could be a shver leben. And they're not even interested in being here. For them to be able to go back to be zoicha to their oylam haba, it's yofak koyres ruach mi oylam haba mi kol anoyis oylam haza. But at the same time, says the Chasam Sofer, these tzaddikim stay alive. You know why? For them to be able to continue to be mashpia, to be mashpia on their children, to be mashpia on their family. Eva told us Moshe v'Aharon kol melamedes ben chaver toira malo alavakos of kilu yodai. For them to be able to be mashpia on their talmidim that are like banim. So said the Chasam Sofer, there were many, many, many tzaddikim throughout the doiras that really would have died. And they would have died simply because they reached their tachlis. There was no point for them to be alive anymore. He says, Narvaz, the reason they didn't die was because at the end of the day, they were being mashpi on the dar. And being that they were being mashpi on the dar, they had children, they had talmidim, there were people in their world that they were being mashpi on, and it was because of the hashpa that they were having on the people around them, that they were zoicha to be able to, they were zoicha to be able to remain alive. That's what the pasuk is saying. Nadav and Avihu reached the shlemus, they reached the point where they deserve to die. Narvaz, had they had children, had they been mashpiyim, had they even had talmidim that are like banim, they would have stayed alive. Why? To be mashpia on their children. But ubanim loy hayu lehem. But they didn't have any children. They weren't being mashpia. So if they weren't being mashpia, it wasn't hashat zrichaloy. They weren't needed so much. For their personal tachlis, for their ben adam lamakrin, they accomplished everything they had to accomplish. Narvas, had they had banim, they would have been mashpia. That in and of itself would have been a license for them to remain alive. But being that it was ubanim loy hayulam, it wasn't necessary. And being that it wasn't necessary, so it was for that reason that they were taken away. The Chasam Sofer says it on an even deeper level. He says that what does it mean? We find that tzaddikim died misas neshika. He said, what does misas neshika mean? So he says, neshika is a mikvais term. It's miloshen hashaka. There's a concept that if something touches Tahira, it becomes Tahar. He says there were tzaddikim that their neshama, it rose to such a level that the neshama touched its source in the next world. And that's Mises Nashika. As soon as it touches, the neshama is taken away. So the Chasam Sofer says that Nadav and Avihu died Mises Nashika. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe achri Moshe nei b'nei Aharon bikarvasom lefnei Hashem. The Pnimius Atayra was bikarvasam, that their neshama rose to such a level that it was neshika, it touched. It literally, there was such a hiskarvus that it went to its core. And because it went to its core, that's why they said, but the Chasam Sofer says that even though there were many other tzaddikim throughout the generations that reached that point, but what what Hashem does is he sometimes is going to make a mechitza between the source of the neshama and the neshama itself to make sure there's no neshika. He says that's the soid of what David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lametes, Vatoshas Olai Chapecha. What does it mean, Vatoshas Olai Chapecha? That Hashem put his kaf, he put it on me. What did he do? He blocked me. David HaMelech said that the neshama was rising. It was gonna come to a point of neshika. But there's a concept of Vatoshas Olai Chapecha that David doesn't allow it to happen. Not the Naviyu, because it was Ubanim Lehayu Lehem. It's for that reason they weren't Zoicha to that. One of the places that this is brought down in the name of the Chassam Sofer is in the Petuche Chosim. So we've referred to the Petuche Chosim many times. The Petuche Chosim was the Hakdama that was written to the first Sefer of the Chassam Sofer that was ever printed. The Chassam Sofer didn't write or didn't print and publish any Svarim during his lifetime. He was a vociferous writer. The Chassam Sofer wrote a ton. But at the same time, he never printed any Sfarim. And the reason he didn't print any Sfarim is because he didn't think anybody needed his Sfarim. In fact, in Rav Shimon Sofer quotes that somebody once sent a letter to his father. He said that I heard that the Chassam Sofer wrote a Sefer. He wants to know if he can get a copy. So he writes back to him that whatever you heard is Shekev Achazov. He said, I never printed a Sefer. He says, in fact, you want a Sefer? You can come. All my Sfar, my Hefker, you can have my Ksavya. I write for myself. But I never, he said, and he writes that the reason he's not printing his Sfar, he doesn't think anyone's going to use them. It's amazing, right? But that's what the Chassam Sofer writes. So the first Sefer that was ever printed was Shailas Achuvas Chassam Sofer on Yeridea. That was the first thing that came out. And Reb Shimon Sofer wrote a Hakdama to the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. And the reason he wrote the Hakdama was, he said that usually a Mechabes Sfarim writes Hakdama, but he said, Yois, my father, the Chassam Sofer, never put out any Sfarim. He never wrote a Hakdama. You don't write Hakdama for your Ksaviyad that you're going to keep Beginiza. You write Hakdama when you're publishing the Sefer. So he said he never wrote Hakdama. He said, I'm going to write Hakdama. And he said, I want the Hakdama to be based on the Yesoidis that my father used to say. His big, big, big Yesoidis. And that Hakdama, it's a few pages long, is the Petuche Chosam. But either way, in the Petuche Chosam, right in the beginning, that Bezam it Bez, in the Petuche Chosam, he brings this Yesoid that his father used to say. And he's Moisev, and again, this is throughout the Sfarim of the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer used to teach the Pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy. For he sircha Hashem l'toiva b'fri bitnecha. For he sircha Hashem l'toiva. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to leave you alive. There's a concept that a person could be noiser. He could be left alive. He could be left alive for another day or for another year or for years and decades. Why? Because of your children, because of your talmidim, because of the people that you're being mashpia on. That there's a concept that the Eibishter will sometimes give a person a schus, a license to be alive, even though maybe he himself doesn't necessarily deserve it, or maybe even if he himself doesn't necessarily need it. And based on Shuras Adin, maybe he should have been taken away. But there's a concept that he's taken up. One of the places that the Ksav Sofer talks about this is in Parashas Chayesara. On the Pasuk, Vavram Zokim Baba Yomin, Vashem Berech Es Avram Bakoil. Chazal say, what was Bakoil? There's a lot of different shotim. Wam Shadish Ahoyoloi Ben. Ben is Bigamatria Bakoil. Zok the Hilgi Chsam Soifer. Behektim Api Mashak Kosab Abba Ma'ira Goylo Zatzal. And the Pasuk Vayisir Hashem L'Toyver B'Fri Bitnecha. And he brings this whole Torah. So he says, you see, there's an idea that the Eibishter will sometimes keep a person alive just because of the fact that he's being mashpi on other people. So he says, that's Pshat. This is the Chsam Soifer talking. David HaMelech said, Loi Amos Ki Echye. The Asaper Masika. He said, Loi Amos. It sounds like David HaMelech thought maybe he deserved to die. So he said, Loi Amos, even though maybe I deserve it. Loi Amos Ki Echye. You know why? Because Vasaper Masika. Sipur is Lacherim. Vasaper Masika. I'm going to tell the Masika to other people. When you go and share with other people, you're giving yourself a schus to be alive. Shesulim Beveis Hashem Bechatzris Alekenu Yafrichu. Said the Ksav Soifer, Oy Genuvim Beseva Deshenev Rananim Yiyu. Why? Lahagid ki yasher Hashem. Lahagid. You're not learning by yourself in a vinkala. It's lahagid lacherim. Oy dinuvim b'seva the shein of rananim yu. The Ksav Sofer said there were tzaddikim that was zoicha to oy dinuvim b'seva the shein of rananim. You know, the Ksav Sofer brings it out so beautifully. He says, should we go ahead and we should start thinking that all these tzaddikim that had to live so many years, maybe it's because it took them so long to be mashlim their neshama. Yeah, tzaddik. This is how the Ksav Sofer saw it. Usually you think if someone nebuch, a tzaddik dies at a young age, you can't understand it. Just the opposite. He says, ich vashtenish a tzaddik tenez arichas yom. Why didn't he need arichas yom for? Well, you think he
couldn't fulfill his tafkid in less years than that. He had to be Meirich Yomim. The terraces was for the dog. It was Oydi Nuvim Beseva the Shein of Rananim Yu. Why? Lahagid Lacherim. That's the Lashon of the Ksav Sofer. Lahagid Lacherim Ki Yashar Hashem. It was Loi Yomus Ki Yechev Vasape Lacherim Asiko. Says the Ksav Sofer. That's pshat in the Pasuk of Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram Avinu didn't have to be a Zokim Baba Yomim. Avram Avinu fulfilled his tafka before he became so old. But it was Vashem Berech Avram Bakoil. It was because Avram Avinu had a son. He had a son Yitzchak. It was because Avram Avinu was Vanefesh Asha'asa Becharin. And it was because of the Hashpoya that Avram Avinu was having on the people around him. That's why Avram Avinu was Zoicha to Avram Zokim Baba Yomim. Either way, I think this is the aside of the Ben Ishchai in this Gemara right here. The idea of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who really Mithishur Sadim deserved to die. And could be the Chaver would have even davened for him. But Ubikshu Chaver of Racham Imol of Echaya, why? Mipnei Sha'asha Tzrichaloi. It's this idea, it's the concept that the Chassam Sofer says, Vaisircha Hashem L'toivo Befri Bitnecha. It's the idea of Oydi Nuvim B'Seva D'Sheinim L'Hagid L'Acherim Ki Yashar Hashem. It's Loi Amos Ki Echiv Asaper L'Acherim Masika. It's this concept that had not of an Aviyu had Bonim, they could have been maybe Zoicha to Oyd Yenuvim B'Seva, Dishenim V'Rananim Yu. But the reason why Yomas not of Aviyu was because Ubonim Loi Hoyulahem. Like the Gemara says in Yavamas Samach Dalad Amad Aleph, Ilu Hoyulahem Bonim Loi Havim Mesu. Not that the reason they died was because they didn't have any children. If I care, they died with Karvasan Lefnei Hashem. They died Mises Neshika, Miloshen Hashaka that you find by Mekvais. But at the same time, they could have been Zoicha Tarichas Yom. They could have been Zoicha to continue to be Malakit Chosin. The reason they didn't was because Ubanim Loi Hayulahem. And the Chassam Sofer says this Madrega of Ahisircha Hashem L'toiva B'fri Bitnecha, he says it's a high Madrega. Obviously, it's a high Madrega. But at the same time, there's definitely a component of this Madrega that's not so hecha, something that everybody can relate to, and that is that the more relevant a person makes himself, you have ashpa on other people, so there's an idea, whether it's family, whether it's chaverim, it doesn't matter who, but there's such a concept, there's an idea of oyd yinuvim b'seva d'sheinim v'rananim, a person can be zoicha to be mayrich yomim v'shanim, if lahagid l'acherim ki yashar Hashem.